You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The concept of the innate human desire for God is a foundational element of Christian theology. It persists that human beings at the core long for a relationship with the divine, that this desire can only find ultimate satisfaction in God. This concept has profound implications for how Christians understand their purpose, meaning, and fulfillment in Christ. So joining us on the line is Pastor Joseph Farah once again to speak to us about the desire for God. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and how have you been?
I am good, Mfayo Pastor. I've been well and ready for the Sabbath. You know, I'm counting down the hours now. You know, it's going, I'm counting down.
It's just around the corner.
Yes, indeed. Pastor, before we start in today's conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, thank you. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we are grateful that you gave us this opportunity to share amazing thoughts on the aspect of desires. Now that we are about to wrap up with yet an interesting angle of our discussion, I pray that you guide our minds and our thoughts, that we will be able to make explanations simple and helpful to our listeners. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, what does it mean that humans have a longing or a void within them that can only be filled by a relationship with God?
Okay, so theologically, what we are talking about is what we call the ethnological argument.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, when you are discussing the idea of God, when you are discussing about the existence of God, there are two important arguments there are mainly four or five big ones, but I think let me just focus on this one, which is of our interest, and this is the ethnological argument. So under this argument, the understanding is that every human being has what is called a God gene.
Mm.
You know, there's a God gene, there's a vacuum, whether somebody believes in God or not. And this explains why human beings are religious, because even those that do not worship God the way we know him, you know, they have found a satisfaction, though not complete, in anything that they, fills that vacuum, like for the some parts in the Asian community, you find there are Buddhists, there are Hindus, and in Africa, we have these African sangomas and all these shrines. The concept is there is that desire deep-seated where human beings just feel there should be a power out there, you know, that should be able to fill up my heart. So including those people who say there is no God, there is something that they worship, except they may not worshiping the true God. So regardless whether people are worshiping correctly or incorrectly, whether they are Satanists or whatever, there is, without any doubt, a vacuum in the heart of hearts of a human being that can only be filled up by the religious aspect.
Mm.
Yeah, so that is the ethnological argument, or the one you are talking about.
Yeah.
Today.
So can this hunger be filled in Buddhism? Can this void really be filled? And yeah, that way the English, Pastor, me English is a problem. You know that one that is the wa, that one. You know, can we really be filled? Here I am as Uzanele. You know, I've got a desire to know God. You know, I'm after His heart, like David, the man after God's heart. But can I really be fulfilled? Can my desire be quenched?
Yes, yes, of course. And by the way, that space cannot be filled by a husband.
Mm.
And this is why some families break up.
Mm.
You know, this is why nations break, kingdoms break, families break, because somebody feels their rights are being infringed. You know, they feel, you know, you can't separate me from God or whatever satisfies my vacuum. And so this is where somebody would say, I would rather be with God than, you know, access the pleasures of this world, because all these pleasures of this world are simply but sinking sand. They cannot satisfy me. Yeah.
So Mfundisi, our husband cannot feel that. Mfundisi.
The husband is feeling a different role.
Okay. Is that now where, Pastor, you know, before we continue with that, just to stick with this one, is just where now we should be cautious as human beings, you know, trying to fill that void that only God can fill by other things. For example, the love of money, the love of our cars, our properties, our husbands, our children, our cell phones and everything, because we do take those things, you know, trying to make them to fill that void. Is that where now we must be careful of that?
Yes, of course, sir. I don't know. I am getting some feedback, some kind of.
Is it clearer now?
I think so.
I'll monitor it, but there's nothing from my side.
Okay, probably. Let's just temporarily cut it call again.
Okay, all right. Now I'll call you back again. So to our listeners at home, that is our pastor there. If you do want to engage with us, please do dial us on +27 7347 03520. That number again is +27 7347 03520. Pastor Gu, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Are you still having that echo?
I think it's gone.
Okay, all right. No, I was saying, Pundisi, that, you know, before we go to the other ones, the void that you're saying that God can, only God can fill, is that where now we must be careful, where, because we have people who are putting their families, their husbands, their properties, their jobs, you know, in that void, trying to fill it, and it's only God who can actually fill that void.
Exactly. And you see, nothing can take the space of God. You know, nothing can take the space of God. That is why even if you put your family first, even if you put your money first, even if you put your car or your whatever, that space will never be filled. You will never be happy. You will never be content. Right? So when God fills that vacuum, even when you don't have all these other things, you will be richer than those who have everything, yet they have no God. So, you know, God is unmatched, and the space he fills, you know, people pay a lot of money to go for therapy that they can just have a peace of mind. They travel far and wide to just go and meditate. Maybe they can have a peace of mind. But this is a free gift that God gives to those who love him. And they are given at no cost. So you want to do away with God. You want to amass all the wealth there is to amass. You will have security at your home. You will have the best doctors at your disposal. But still very sad. Still not satisfied. You could marry as many women, or you could be married to as many men or whatever. But Jeremiah puts it this way, to say, my people have drunk from a broken cistern. They will never be satisfied. It's like carrying water in a container that has a hole. That container will never be filled up.
So, Mpundisi, now how do people get lost in their desire to search for meaning? Because, for example, others, their relationship with God becomes dead, you know, because they've decided to, for example, use their children to fill that void that only God can fill.
That is, like we have indicated, that is a fallacy. It is lack of understanding where should my children come in my life? Because at the end of the day, you are looking at maximum satisfaction. Where can I get it? Some people, remember that day, we were talking about the issues of lust.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a proposal to say, if you want to get rid of lust, you can get married. But the question is, does marriage solve the problem of lust? Mm-hmm. If it did, then we were not going to be having these multiple relationships in marriages, people marrying 2, 3, 4, 5, that kind of a life. So the starting point should be a deep connection with God. And when that space has been filled, then I think others fall into place. So you can't go the other way around, because yes, children would come, yes, money would come. They all have limitations.
Mm.
They have spaces in our lives,
hey.
But they have limitations. They have limitations. They can't go. For instance, you can be hungry and you have money. You buy food and eat whatever you are craving for, but still you will still be hungry, you know. You can have the best doctors at your disposal, but you still die.
Mm.
So even if you have money, it is not the answer. It's not the end in itself. It's just the means. But we should endeavor to find that ultimate satisfaction, satisfaction of our desires. And this can only be found in God and God alone. And Jesus uses, in John 35, I mean John 6, 35, in John 7, 37 and 39, there are two good examples where Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me shall not hunger again. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. You know, so these are metaphors that Jesus uses. So, you know, when you eat bread, it is a source of energy. So if you want to continue in your spiritual journey, you need the energy to sustain you through the trials and temptations of this world. And then this hunger, when you have it, it can only be satisfied when you eat that bread of life. And he also compares himself to be the living water. And this Jesus did at the Cana meeting. You know, these guys, they were keeping the Sabbath to the latter, to a point where on a Friday, they were rationing the waters.
Okay.
You know? They were rationing the water. So on the Sabbath, you have to make do of the portion of the waters that you have. And Jesus appears knowing that the most precious commodity in this Cana meeting, it is water. And then he goes to make a public announcement.
Mm.
And he says, hello, 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 everybody, listen, listen, listen. In case anyone needs water, I have water.
Mm.
You know, it was like, who does that? Who can share water? Because everyone is rationing, you know. Everyone is rationing. And yet when Jesus spoke about water and the need for water, he really appealed to what was very important, because in their setting, they could have no access to some other water should your water run out. So he opens it up and says, whosoever. Now, in the whosoever, there is no discrimination.
Mm.
Everyone is welcome. But alas, you and me, we pick out. And I think I have been consistent throughout that we are always choosing who must have access to this, you know, like there is this sacred line of people or a grouping of people that must have access to Jesus. But himself, the owner, it's like you are I don't know whether you are familiar with this term, some henchman or a handman. you are just a handman who carries your boss's bag.
Mm.
And you know in this bag there's money. And your boss says, whosoever is in need of money, let him come. Then you, the handman, the inchman, you are saying, since I'm the one who carries this money, you need some form of connection with me to give you access to the father, to the boss, you know. Wouldn't be the case. The boss is the one who knows how much is in the briefcase.
True.
And he is the only one who knows how many he is able to part away with the resources that are available. So he says it's open for everyone to come. And this person who must come to access the water, who must access the bread, the only condition is that this person must be hungry and this person must be thirsty. You know, so if you are hungry and thirsty, however long the distance is to the point of water or to the point of food, to the point of food, you don't care whether you need to run, to crawl, or to whatever it takes, you just have to find a way to get there and access these important facilities, because Jesus has said they are available. And this reminds me of the songwriter. You know, I think this one, women love it very much. I think in most of the women ministries program, I have seen it. And this is Fill My Cup, Lord.
Oh, I thought Pastor was going to mention another song. I was about to be, Mfundisi. Okay, Mfundisi.
You see, fill my cup, Lord. You know, this is a song from a point of a woman or a man of experience. You have seen it all. You have been broken before. You have been disappointed before. You have been shut before. You have been in want. You have been rejected. You have been embarrassed. All the debt has been heaped on you. And then you say, Lord, fill me. My husband has failed me. My family has failed me. My children have failed me. Everyone else has failed me. So, Lord, please, fill it up and make me whole.
Yeah, indeed. Mfundis, thank you for this whole week, for all the lessons that you have given us. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray as you, and you ended it nicely there, so that the Lord may fill us up, you know, so that we may have the right desires and they may be healthy ones.
Exactly. Shall we pray? Our Lord in heaven, we are grateful once again for this opportunity and privilege that we may listen from your inspired words. People today, dear Lord, are broken in different ways: emotional, physical, financial, all manners of brokenness. And people, to satisfy their desires, they have gone in wrong places, they have done wrong things. And so this morning of this day, I pray, as we lift our hearts to you, O God, may you fill us with your spirit. May you mend our broken hearts. May you mend our broken relationships. May you mend our broken families. May you mend our financial situations. May you mend our countries. May you mend the people, even those who have not yet received you and accepted you as Lord and Savior. Because it is only you who is able to fill that gap. Money can't fill it. Power can't fill it. Anything can fill it. It's only you. And so we humble ourselves that you'll be our God and we will be your followers. We thank you for the Sabbath that is coming, and please help us just have a delight in it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid Morning Empowerment. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much and God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.